That's my maternal grandfather. His name was Genius, his family name.
And he became a, what did he do here?
Well, at one time, when he arrived, he was in New York. As you know how they get their start. And at one time, he bought furs in the Ozark Mountains. And later on, he settled down as a merchant in the city of town of Natchitoches. That was after the Civil War. He was a veteran of the Confederate Army. Fought at Vicksburg and at Corinth. What's that big battle at Corinth Courthouse and I can't call the name, but in the upper section. His general was Albert Sidney Johnson. You familiar with that?
Uh-huh. And he became a merchant in Natchitoches.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Your mother, did she get, what sort of education did she get when she
was? She finished what was then called the Louisiana State Normal School. That was situated at Natchitoches. Now it's known as Louisiana Northeastern University, I believe.
Oh, so she went all the way through college.
Yeah.
She went all the way through and got her.
Yeah. Of course, in those days, it was only 2 years, you understand? She finished in 1905.
And your father?
Well, he finished the local schools, you understand, what they called the Poitras Academy. And he went to the, then was called the New Orleans College of Pharmacy. It later became a part of Loyola University, I believe. Was that since been Loyola has dropped the College of Pharmacy, you understand, today.
Uh-huh.
Both Tulane and at one time both Tulane and Loyola had the only two college of pharmacies in the state.
Huh. And how many children did your mother have?
Only one. I was the only child.
You the only child. Hmm. Did you have any names for your grandmothers that you called them?
No, we simply simply called Grandma and Grandma. We had no other names for them.
A name that. Maybe
I know what you mean, no.
Okay, well a name maybe that you were known by in the family would be your...
No, they always called me by my name. There was never a nickname or anything of that sort. We never had any nicknames in the family. That's unusual.
That is, because I know a lot of folks have nicknames.
Mm-hmm. No nicknames.
Now, something you put a baby in and it would...
Cradle?
No, these things have wheels on, the big
wheels. Oh, carriages. Baby carriages.
Yeah. And you take the baby out and put the baby in the carriage and do
mm-hmm.
what?
Roll them around.
Now, if a woman was going to have a baby, you say she's...
Pregnant.
Other names or other terms?
No, they... no other name terms that I ever used.
What would a woman say to another woman?
What you mean?
Did they ever say she was leg broke or anything like that? Did you ever hear that?
No.
You know, suppose a woman, you know, they were just, well, a man might say joking about a woman, he'd say she got her, you know. What if she didn't have a husband?
Well, she was an old maid, that's what you mean.
Well, I mean, what, you mean an old, if,